Welcome to the Christian Bay Podcast, where Christ and culture connects. Grab your journal.
You are watching a master at work.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Yes, me. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Christian Bay TV and podcast where Christ and Culture connects. I pray that you guys are having a wonderful day. As y'all can hear, my voice is still not fully back, but y'all are some bullies. Y'all are honestly bullies. So today, we gonna get through the episode, raspy and all. Let's get into it. Before we get into today's episode, I want to start off by thanking all of the girls who came to my 11-11 God, Please Send Me Some Godly Friends Girls Night. It was so fun. And all last week, I was trying to get my voice back to prepare for the girls night on Saturday. And then I lost my voice again. So, you know, but at least I had a little voice for the weekend. But I just want to thank all of you guys that came. It was such a good time. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today. So we're coming from the book of life, but we're also going to be coming from the book of Luke chapter 3 and verse 18. So grab your journals. So on today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you guys four things that God showed me at my girls' night this weekend. And it's so funny because the girls were talking about at the girls' night how they have been waiting on me to post another podcast episode. And it's like, baby, y'all are the episode. Like, little do you know, the episode is being made right now. So I'm so excited to share this with you guys. And it's so funny because as I sat down to prepare for today's episode, the title that God gave me is No Fine Print Included. And I was praying and I was just reflecting on a girls' night this weekend and just spending time in his presence, really just recapping in my mind and just like, wow, God, thank you. You know, just processing everything that happened this weekend. And the word he gave me was no fine print included. And I looked up the definition for fine print because we know what fine print is. When you get a contract or some type of paperwork, it usually has a fine print at the bottom. But I still wanted to look up the official definition of fine print. And when I looked up the definition of fine print, it said inconspicuous details. And inconspicuous means not clearly visible. God said to me, there was no fine print included in this girls' night that you had, because I was just reflecting on these four things that I'm about to share with you. And God said to me, you didn't know or you didn't expect this because there was no fine print included. So the first thing that stood out to me from my 11-11 girls night this weekend is last week I received a notification from one of the bays that came, and we're just going to call her Amazing. So I received the notification in my email that Amazing had secured her spot for the girls night. And when I saw the email, I was out running errands, but God dropped it on my spirit to reach out to Amazing and asked her if she had a place to stay and if she needed to stay at the hotel that I booked, because Amazing is one of my loyal bays. And I knew that if she was securing her spot, she was coming from out of town because she doesn't live in Florida. So when God placed that on my spirit, I thought to myself, I'm going to do it when I get home to my computer because I was out running errands. So then God reminded me again, because when I got home, I didn't do it as soon as I got home. So he reminded me again, send Amazing an email and ask her if she needs to stay or if she would like to stay at the hotel that you booked. Because the hotel that I booked the suite, which is the biggest room at the hotel. And the people told me that the couch turns into a bed. And it's funny because when they said that, I'm just like, okay, like I just want to make sure it has a kitchen for food and it has plenty of space for us to do all of the activities and workshops that I had planned for us to do. But God brought it back to my remembrance that there's a couch that turns into a bed. So email Amazing and ask her if she would like to stay at the hotel that you booked. So I reached out to Amazing through email and I said, hey, I saw that you secured your spot and I know that you're coming from out of town. So I just wanted you to know that if you need a place to stay, you can stay overnight at the hotel that I booked. Amazing emailed back and she was like, oh my gosh, God's timing is so intentional. Because I haven't even started looking up hotels and places to stay, I just secured my spot and was having faith. So that's the first thing. Then once we were at the girls' night on Saturday, I love to end my events with an interactive discussion portion. And that's where we sit down and we pour into each other and we talk and we just really connect on a more intimate level, because it's nothing but conversation and us having the time to just unload or unpack whatever we're carrying and also pour back into each other. And during that portion of the girls' night, Amazing said that she was having faith in the area of her finances and that she received a check and she used the check to come to the girls' night. And in that moment, it's just like, wow, this is why God told me to reach out to her to ask her if she wanted to stay at the hotel that I had booked, because this was God providing for her. She's having faith in the area of her finances and choosing to come to the girls' night. And God is moving on the other side of the girls' night, like, hey, reach out to her and give her a place to stay. So this is the first thing that God allowed to stand out to me at the girls' night. What God showed me with this testimony about Amazing is that when it comes to doing what God has called you to do, you have to sign up without the fine print. You have to sign up and secure the spot without knowing where you're going to stay, because little do you know, he's already on the back end getting a place for you to stay. Little do you know, he's already moving in the heart of somebody. Little do you know, he's already working in the hallways of that job. Little do you know, he's already working at that car lot and telling them to give you favor when you walk in. But you must do your part and sign up without the fine print. We like to read the fine print first. God, I'm gonna be obedient and I'm gonna do what you told me to do, but can I see the fine print? Can I see what's gonna happen next? Can I see all the details of what you're calling me to do before I do it? And God said, no, I need you to sign up without the fine print. I need you to secure the spot without knowing where you're gonna stay. I need you to go to the place that I'm calling you to go without knowing who's there waiting on you. I need you to go and I need you to purchase that for the business without knowing if you're going to make the money back. God said you have to sign up without the fine print, because when Amazing secured her spot, she didn't know that the minute I received the email stating that she secured her spot, God told me, now give her a place to stay. You have to sign up without the fine print, because sometimes the fine print is not included, but faith is. The second thing that God showed me when I was in his presence recapping on a girls' night is the theme that he gave me. So before any event, I'm always praying and asking God, like, okay, what's the word? What's the direction that you want me to go in? And the word that God gave me for this event is no aesthetics, all anointing. Because when it comes to planning an event, it's easy for us to begin to think about the decorations and think about how am I going to set this up, the props, and how it's going to look in the pictures and video. And God said, no aesthetics, all anointing. I want you to focus on the anointing at this event. Don't worry about the aesthetics. Don't worry about how can I make it cute and how can I look, make it look better for the content. No aesthetics and all anointing. And I had told my best friends, I was just like, yeah, I'm not really focusing on the decorations. I'm just focusing on the workshops and these women getting to experience the presence of God. That's what I'm focusing on. Y'all, do y'all know that the 10 ladies that showed up for the girls' night, 5 of them had on hot pink and 5 of them had on light pink. Each activity that we did, they needed to separate into 2 groups. And it just so happened to play out that they came 5 hot pink and 5 light pink. So we didn't even have to decide the groups because they were already in groups based on what they had on. And what God showed me is, I told you to focus on the anointing because I already had the aesthetics covered. I already had the details covered. I need you to understand that I call you to do some things and there's no fine print included for you, because I already got it handled. Not only that, y'all, the first portion of the girls' night, I had the girls sitting on the rooftop of the hotel and they were playing different games. I had a whole bunch of board games and they were playing different games while I waited on all the ladies to get there, because like I said, all of the activities were group activities that they had to split into 2 groups. So I was giving the ladies time to get there, and while the other ladies were waiting, they were playing games and I was setting up the activity. Do y'all know that most of their favorite part of the girls' night was the part where they were on the rooftop playing games? Not even the part where they were in the hotel room. So imagine if I had focused on, okay, I need to pay somebody to come here to create a balloon arch, and I need to pay somebody to make a backdrop, and I need to do this. If I had focused on the aesthetic, it wouldn't have mattered anyways, because their favorite part was the rooftop with the game boards. No decorations, just vibes. And it's so intentional with God, because he had already told me no aesthetics, all anointing. And that was their favorite part of the girls' night. See, a lot of times we focus on the fluff. We get so caught up in the fluff. And God said, I just want to get in. I just want them in my presence. I just want them to be sharpened by each other. God says, my anointing is where breakthrough happens. My anointing is where they get set free. My anointing is where connections happen. My anointing is where they feel fulfilled. My anointing is where they're able to tap into my presence. Don't focus on the aesthetics. I just need you to create a space for my anointing to flow. y'all, most of their favorite parts of the girls' night was when they were on the rooftop playing the games. They were playing Taboo, and y'all, like, I'm texting, like, hey, is everybody there so we can get started? People not even texting back because they're so into the game. And it's funny because they connected so well that they wasn't even responding to me. I'm waiting on everybody to get here so we can get started. Baby, they was not worried about me. And God showed me this morning that that was so intentional, because the theme of the girls' night was 11-11, God, please send me some godly friends. And if I was in the midst, it would have been easy for everyone that's there that knows me to cling to me, but I wasn't in the midst. I was setting up for the next activity and they were connecting. By the time I got with the girls, y'all would have thought they was besties. Like, they, it's like, did y'all miss me? Y'all, they did a photo shoot. You can go look at my Instagram. It's a picture of them. I'm not even in the picture, okay? This girl's night was to make godly friends, and they did just that, to the point to where it's just like, am I the outsider? Baby, they became friends, and that was the purpose of the girls' night. And God said, this is why I told you no aesthetics, all anointing, because my anointing is what will create the intimacy. My anointing is what will create the bond. My anointing is what will set the tone. Don't worry about the fluff and focusing on all the details of the thing. You don't even have the fine print. Don't worry about the details of the thing. Just worry about creating a space for my anointing to flow freely. When God told me to plan this girls' night, if you would have told me that these women would have connected and bonded with each other without me physically being outside on the rooftop with them, I probably would have never imagined that, because I'm the vessel that God is using. But God is showing us today that we don't know the fine print. We don't know the details and how God is going to do what God is going to do. He just needs us to be obedient. He just needs us to show up. He just needed me to plan the event. He just needed me to create the space. And then his anointing took over from there. So when it comes to something that God is telling you to do, this is your reminder to not focus on the aesthetics of it. And the aesthetics for me was decorations and making it all pretty and props and things like that. But the aesthetics for you could be the qualifications. The aesthetics for you could be the requirements or the qualifications, or whether you know somebody at that job, or whether you know somebody that has done this before, or whether you know somebody that got denied for the car. And now God said, don't focus on the aesthetics, focus on the anointing, because my anointing is what will make all the difference. You can't focus on the details because you don't even have the fine print for what I'm going to do in your life. You just know the part that I told you to do. You just know to plan the event, but you don't know how the intimacy is going to happen. You don't know how the relationships are going to form. Actually, you don't know so much to where you're not even going to be there when the relationships form. I just need you to be obedient and create the space for my anointing to flow. And God is using this as a reminder to tell you, no aesthetics, all anointing. No qualifications, all anointing. No requirements, all anointing. No approval, all anointing. No support, all anointing. No proof, all anointing. No evidence, all anointing. God said, don't worry about the aesthetics. Don't worry about what this world says. Don't worry about what people are saying. Don't worry about what the paper says. Don't worry about what the document says. Don't worry about what that person said. God said, I don't want you to focus on the aesthetics of the matter. I just want you to lean on my anointing. Because you don't even have the fine print for how everything is going to play out. The third thing that God showed me at my 11-11, God, please send me some godly friends, girls' night, is that there was one moment while everybody was eating that the Holy Spirit told me to look across the room. And when I looked across the room, there was one of the ladies sitting, and she was kind of like sitting to the side by herself in a chair while all the other ladies were like mingling and eating and stuff. So when I noticed that she was sitting over there, I told her to come here. And I said, you can sit right here, because it was like some of us were kind of in a circle, like sitting in the living room. But I noticed that she was kind of off to the side. So I told her to come here, and I was like, you can sit right here. And I just did that because the Holy Spirit told me to look at her. And I'm just like, why is she over there by herself? Come over here. So she came and she sat down, and then everybody continued to mingle. When we went to the interactive portion of the girls' night, she said that sometimes she feels like she's not included. Like, she can be in a room of people, but it still feels like she's kind of isolated and too herself. And what God showed me is that this is another example of no fine print being included. Because when God told me to plan the 11-11, God, please send me some godly friends, girls' night, he never told me there's going to be a woman there and she's going to go sit off to the side, because this is something that she struggles with, feeling like she's an outsider, feeling like she's not included in the mix. And I'm going to tell you to look over and see her sitting and call her to be back included with the circle. That's not something that God told me when I was planning. And that's why God said, said again, no aesthetics, all anointing, because there are certain things that can't be aesthetic-y. There are certain things that can't be planned. There are certain things that we can't predict. And God has said, but my anointing knows. So I want to remind you today that when it comes to what God is telling you to do, there are certain parts of the process that you're not going to be able to predict. You're just going to have to rely on the anointing over the aesthetic. You're not going to be able to see everything that God does or every way that God is going to use you, because he wants you to rely on the anointing and not an aesthetic that you can be in control of. When I was sitting down writing out the workshops, I didn't know the Holy Spirit was going to use me to see her, to tell her to come over. That's not something that I knew. That's not something that I would have ever thought of, but God knew. And he prepared me by letting me know, anointing over aesthetic. Trust my anointing to flow through you, to use you throughout this night, because you don't have the fine print of everything that I'm going to do through you. Which leads me to the fourth thing that God showed me from my 11-11 God, please send me some godly friends, girls night. The favor isn't for me. I was watching a sermon this morning and it was by Darius Daniels and it's titled, This Ain't For Me. And he posted it yesterday. And in the sermon, he said, we have to understand that the favor that God has on our life is for other people. The platform that God blesses us with is to bless and to help other people. We get to stand on the platform. I get to be on the podcast. I get to host the event because God is using me as his vessel. But the favor, the outcome of the event isn't for me. Heck, they favor part of the event. I wasn't even a part of it. Okay. They was having a blast playing Taboo. Okay. They took pictures. I'm not in none of the pictures, y'all. Literally, we don't have not one picture with me in it, but they have pictures and I posted it on my story. They're all smiling, happy, like they look so good together, and it just makes my heart smile, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. It's about creating a space for women to come together and see that it's possible to have fun with godly friends and still have a good time outside of Bible study or outside of being in a church or outside of going to a convention or a conference. You can still have a good time, and that was accomplished outside of me. I'm just the vessel that God used, but the favor is not just for me. The platform is not just for me. The anointing is not just for me. It's for those that God is using me to reach. And when I was praying this morning and I was going through the pictures that they sent, God told me, mission accomplished. You created a girls' night for girls to come together and meet other godly friends. And that's exactly what happened. And you were not in the midst of it, because you're an aesthetic. My anointing got to do what needed to be done. You're the vessel that I use. And I thank you for allowing me to use you. But my anointing got to move. Imagine if I would have been with them on a rooftop. It could have been one girl that only wanted to be on the team that I was on, because all of the girls were there because they know me. But because I was not there, they had to connect and build relationships with each other. So God said to me this morning, mission accomplished. And it wasn't just in one way. It was in multiple ways. It was through the email that was sent to Amazing. It was through seeing the babe sitting across the room by herself and calling her over. It was through God showing that he knows that I care about the details and I care about the cute pictures and stuff. So he allowed the girls to come with 5 hot pink and 5 light pink. It was through God showing me how the girls connected. And by the time I got with the girls to start the activity, it was like they had known each other for years. The vibes were already set by the time I became a part of it. And God said it played out like that because it was all anointing and no aesthetics. And the way that it played out, you would have never imagined it, because when I call you to do something, I just want you to be obedient, because at the end of the day, there's no fine print included, but there is faith required. And when I sat down to read my Bible, he led me to the book of Luke chapter 3, verse 18. And it says, in many different ways, John preached the good news to the people. And God showed me that through this girls' night, there was many different ways that the anointing got to move. There was many different ways that breakthrough happened. There was many different ways that intimacy and connections were formed in that one girls' night. Whether it was through Amazing or whether it was through the bae that feels like she's not included and then she was seen that night. Whether it was through the other conversations that were had. God showed me, God said there was many different ways where my anointing got to move and you never had a clue, because there was no fine print included. Because I don't want you to worry about the way. I just want you to be obedient to my will. And that's today's seed. Don't worry about the way. Don't worry about how the cost is going to be covered. Just secure your spot. Don't worry about how you're going to get the job. Just apply. Don't worry about how you're going to pay for the house. Just show up to the open house. Don't worry about where you're going to live. Just go to the destination. God is showing us today that we cannot worry about the way because we can't even predict the way. We focus on the aesthetics too much. We focus on the details too much. And God is saying, you don't even got the fine print. You don't even know what I'm planning to do, yet you're trying to figure out how it's going to be done. I don't want you to focus on the way. I just want you to lean on my will. I just want you to walk in my will. I just want you to show up and be obedient to what I'm calling you to do, because there's no fine print included for you. But your faith will always make room. Y'all know that Sunday morning after the girls' night, God had me up at 7 a.m. looking for a place for Amazing to stay. Because remember, I told you I reached out to Amazing through email and I told her that she could stay at the hotel that I got. Then she shared her testimony about finances. So Sunday, when it was time for me to check out, I was up at 7 a.m. looking for either an Airbnb or a hotel to book for her. And I actually booked her another night at the hotel that we stayed at. But then she ended up booking her own hotel before I got to tell her that I had booked the hotel for her. And I'm sharing this to share how God will make a way. But you don't know the way that's going to be made, because while she was sleeping, I was up looking for where she was going to stay that night. God had me up because God cares. God moves in ways that we would never predict. We would never imagine how God is going to do what God is going to do. And he's reminding us today, you don't know the fine print. She didn't know that he was going to wake me up at 7 a.m. and say, okay, I know you're checking out, but I need you to make sure my daughter has somewhere to sleep tonight before she leaves. She didn't know those details. And if there's something that God is telling you to do, if there's something that God is calling you to, I want to remind you or let you know for the first time that there's no fine print included. You don't know what God is going to do or who God is going to use. When I woke up at 7 a.m. and started looking for where she was going to stay Sunday night, I didn't wake her up and tell her. And I want you to know that there's somebody that God is using. There's somebody's heart that God is moving in to bless you, to favor you, and you don't even know it yet. And they're not going to tell you until it's done. I didn't send the email until after she confirmed her spot. So if she would have never confirmed her spot, she would have never knew that God was placing it on my heart to reach out to her to give her somewhere to stay. Because God is saying today, there's no fine prints included. I'm just testing your faith. I'm just testing your obedience. I'm just testing your sacrifice. I'm just seeing how much you trust me to be a father that provides for you, to be a father that goes ahead of you, to be a father that will open doors for you and cause people to favor you that you would have never even thought would favor you. This is my first time ever meeting Amazing, yet I'm up at 7 a.m. finding her a place to stay, because God makes ways that you will never be able to predict. So today he's saying to you, don't worry about the way, because there's no fine print included, but there is faith required. And you can sow the don't worry about the way seed to $TheChristianBay or PayPal ZelleTheChristianBay@gmail.com. Don't worry about the way. Let's pray. Father God, first and foremost, thank you for waking us up and blessing us with another day. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on this podcast to speak to your children, Father God. I pray that this podcast reaches the ears that you set out for it to reach, and that it reassures them that you are with them, that the thing that you are calling them to do, that the purpose that you have for them, that the steps that you have ordered for them, you are going ahead of them. Actually, you have already gone ahead of them, and you have already made the crooked path straight. You have already set up the plan. They just need to be obedient. They just need to secure the spot. They just need to book the flight. They just need to apply to the job. They just need to send the email. They just need to show up to the event, because when they do what it is that you have called them to do, you have already set up provision for them, but faith is required. So Father God, I thank you for showing us that aesthetics is no match to your anointing. I thank you for showing us that requirements can't stop your will. I thank you for showing us that people can't stop your plan. I thank you for showing us that opinions can't stop our purpose. Thank you for showing us that when you call us to something, you go ahead of us and you make provision and you cause us to have favor and you release resources that we never even knew we had access to. Father God, I thank you for showing us that anointing will always reign over aesthetics. And if we rely on your anointing, we will never fail. If we rely on your anointing, we will never be without. If we rely on your anointing, we will always be shielded, covered, and protected, because you are a good father. Father God, I thank you for reminding us to not worry about the way, but to lean and walk in your will. So today we sow the don't worry about the way seed, and we promise you today that we will operate from a place of faith, not fear. We promise you today that we will just be obedient and wait to see what you say next. We promise you today that we will not wait for all the details before we step into our destiny, Father God. We promise you today that we will rely on faith more than we rely on the fine print. Father God, we love you and will forever praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Christian Bay TV and Podcast. I'll talk to you guys on the next episode. Bye.
Oh, and let me add in this little part. Usually leading up to my events, I always do like a countdown, or I would have did an episode last week letting y'all know that the event was on Saturday. Baby, I didn't even have a voice to market. I didn't even have a voice to point to. I didn't even have a voice to create and post another episode letting y'all know that the girls' night was coming up. So God even stopped me from marketing how I would normally market by not allowing me to have a voice. And it's because he was saying to me, anointing over aesthetics. And I know that this is the way you usually go about it, but I already got the people that's going to be there. I already done told them what to wear. I'll take it from here. Anointing over aesthetics.